Matthew chapter 7. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged, and with what measure you mete, it shall be measured to you again. And why do you behold the mote that is in your brother's eye, but do not consider the beam that is in your own eye? Or how will you say to your brother, Let me pull out the mote out of your eye, and behold, a beam is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of your own eye, and then shall you see clearly to remove the mote out of your brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine, and lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, it shall be opened to you. For every one that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks for bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter you in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in there. Because straight the gate, and narrow the way which leads to life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that brings not forth good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not every one that says to me, Sovereign, Sovereign, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Sovereign, Sovereign, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name cast out devils, and in your name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work sin, iniquity. Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him as unto a wise man, which built his house on a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does not do them shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Yeshua had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. End of chapter 7.